ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2, द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन, चैप्टर 8, क्वेश्चंस बाय किंग परीक्षित, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 7 थ्रू 24। परीक्षित्स क्वेश्चंस एज द बेसिस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। King Parikshit inquired from Shukadev Goswami, O learned Brahmana, the transcendental spirit soul is different from the material body. Does she acquire the body accidentally or by some cause? Will you kindly explain this? For it is known to you. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the lotus stem sprouted, is possessed of a gigantic body according to his own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? Brahmaji, who was not born of a material source but of the lotus flower, coming out of the navel abdomen of Lord Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, is the creator of all those who are materially born. Of course, by the grace of the Lord, Brahmaji was able to see the form of the Lord. Please also explain the personality of Godhead, who lies in everyone's heart as Supersoul, and as the Lord of all energies, but who himself is untouched by his external energy. O learned Brahmana, it was formally explained that all the planets of the universe with their respective governors are situated in the different parts of the gigantic body of the Virat Purusha, universal form of the Lord. I have also heard that the different planetary systems are supposed to be in the gigantic body of the Virat Purusha universal form. But what is their actual position? Will you explain that? Also, please explain the duration of time between creation and annihilation, and that of other subsidiary creations, as well as the nature of time itself, indicated by the sound of past, present, and future. Also, please explain the duration and measurement of life of the different living beings known as the demigods, human beings, etc., in different planets of the universe. O purest of the Brahmanas, please also explain the cause of the different durations of time, both short and long, as well as the beginning of time following the course of action. Then again, kindly describe how the proportionate accumulation of the reactions resulting from the different modes of material nature act upon the desiring living being, promoting or degrading one among the different species of life, beginning from the demigods down to the most insignificant creatures. O best of the Brahmanas, please also describe how the creation of the globes throughout the universe, the four directions of the heavens, the sky, the planets, the stars, the mountains, the rivers, the seas, and the islands, as well as their different kinds of inhabitants, all takes place. Also, please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions, as well as the character and activities of the great souls, and also the characteristics of the different classifications of the castes and orders of social life. Please explain all the different ages in the duration of the creation and also the duration of such ages. Tell me also about the different activities of the different incarnations of the Lord in different ages. Please also explain what may generally be the common religious affiliations of human society, as well as their specific occupational duties in religion, the classification of the social orders, as well as the administrative royal orders, and the religious principles for one who may be in distress. Kindly explain all about the elementary principles of creation, the number of such elementary principles, their causes and their development, and also the process of devotional service and the method of mystic powers. What are the opulences of the great mystics, and what is their ultimate realization? How does the perfect mystic become detached from the subtle astral body? What is the basic knowledge of the Vedic literatures, including the branches of history and the supplementary Puranas? Please explain unto me how the living beings are generated, how they are maintained, and how they are annihilated. Tell me also of the advantages and disadvantages of discharging devotional service unto the Lord. What are the Vedic rituals and injunctions of the supplementary Vedic rites? And what are the procedures of dharma, religion, artha, economic development, and kama, sense gratification? Please also explain how, merged in the body of the Lord, living beings are created, and how the infidels appear in the world. Also, please explain how the unconditioned living entities exist. The independent personality of Godhead enjoys his pastimes by his internal potency, and at the time of annihilation gives them up to the external potency, while he himself remains a witness to all of it. O great sage Shukadev, you are the representative of the Lord himself. So kindly satisfy my inquisitiveness in all that I have inquired from you, and all that I may not have inquired from you, from the very beginning of my questionings. Since I am a soul surrendered unto you, please impart full knowledge in this connection. Recorded February 16, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goainu Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakainu Hari Hari Vipale Janama Goainu Golokera Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana Ratina Janmilo Kenetai Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu. Sanshara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajwale Juraite Na Koin Upai Hari Hari Vipale Janam Goinu Brajindra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hailo Shai Balaram Hailo Nitai Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu Dina Hina Jata Chilo Hariname Udarilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Jutta Koruna Koroho Ebhavo Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu Narottama Dasakoi Natheliho Rangapai Tomabine Te Ache Amara Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shuniya Vishakainu Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu 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 Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana
Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha 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 Hari Haraye Namaha
O Lord Hari, uselessly I have spent my life, having obtained a rare human birth. But I did not worship Radha and Krishna. Thus, even after knowing and hearing about them, it is as if I have purposely drunk poison. The treasure of divine love, found in Goloka Vrindavan, has descended in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. So, why my attraction for that congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names never came about. Day and night my heart burns in the fiery poison of worldliness, but still I have not taken the means to relieve my suffering condition. Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, king of Braja, has descended as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi Devi, and his elder brother, Lord Balaram, descended as Lord Nityananda. Together, they delivered and saved all those souls who were lowly and wretched. Why, just see the evidence of that in the case of the two sinners named Jagai and Madhai. Alas, alas, my dear Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, forever accompanied by Srimati Radhika, daughter of Brishabhanu, please be merciful to me. I beg you not to push me away from your reddish lotus feet. Except for you, who else is there for me to take shelter?